Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking in this program about what's taking place more prophetically in Israel. And we broke this news about from Jerusalem Post, where we got it, where the Navy of the Intelligence of Israel, the IDF, they found these missiles. This ship was coming, this Iranian ship was coming with Iranian products covering up these huge missiles. And you're going to see those missiles in a moment. And they were coming into, I believe, the West Bank, but we'll find out very specifically. And it's you have to understand, it's important for us to understand dimensions and size, because America's so big. I mean, we'd have a mass transit system all over our country, like Germany and Europe, if we had a smaller country.
But it was five blocks long.
It's 5 blocks long, and people say, you know, we need to have transportation like New York. Well, you stack yourself up, and it'd be easy to do. And so we're kind of spread out, and we're just like bigger portioned. And in regards to even our products and our food in the stores, I mean, you go there and they got like a gallon of butter. They got like a 2-pack of cholesterol. No, they got like a 2. I mean, everything's just huge.
Yeah.
But you go, I remember, you know, going to Europe and going to Israel and going to Denmark and watching their portions in their stores. Just like, man, this is serving for an individual in America. I mean, things are smaller, just smaller, but everything's smaller. And in America, everything's bigger. And as close you get to Texas, the bigger it gets. So when you're thinking about a missile that's, I don't know, 14 feet long, meant to come at you, and you're the width of your nation's about 70 miles wide, you're one shot and you're down. Mm-hmm. One shot and you're down. It's like it's over. And somebody goes, well, you know, it might not, I don't think it might be over. Well, what if it hits your house? Okay, it's over for you. And mm-hmm. the truth is that there's 170,000 missiles. 170,000 known missiles that are pointed at Israel. There is all the evil that you can muster up from second heaven focused on trying to affect and hurt the apple of God's eye. But I got good news for you. If the enemy could have taken it out, he would have taken it out. He can't take it out.
That's right.
But we, as the church, are required and expected to pray for the protection and the peace of Israel. God looks for someone to stand in the gap so he would not have to destroy the land. But he found none. With us, as the church, we love Israel. Those are our brothers and our sisters, and they're the ones that brought us the word. Where do you think the Bible comes from? Where do you think the Torah comes from? It comes, the Jews brought that. And Jesus is Jewish, you know? And we're part of the family. We're grafted in to the Jewish vine, to God. And so, but we're called to pray for them and pray protection over them. And in the midst right now, while, and you'll hear this news report right here in a moment, that while we're shaking the hands of these Iranian leaders, while we're shaking their hands, these missiles were en route, targeted potentially right there at Israel in that very small nation.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, listen up, CBN News, and we'll be right back.
On Monday, Israel displayed the weapons Israeli commandos seized last week in the Red Sea. Israeli and U.S. intelligence tracked the weapons from Iran on their way to the Gaza Strip. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took the opportunity to send a warning to the West. Chris Mitchell has more from the Israeli naval base at the Red Sea port of Eilat.
The weapons included 40 long-range missiles, nearly 200 mortars, and 400,000 rounds of ammunition. Iran hid the missiles inside shipping containers and surrounded them with cement made in Iran. If these missiles made it to the Gaza Strip, they represented a major threat to Israel's home front. It would have put 5 million Israelis, more than 60% of the population, within range.
It would have made a huge difference if these rockets would have made it into the terrorists' hands. We did a good thing here.
The M-302 missiles have a range of more than 120 miles or 200 kilometers.
When you go to 200 kilometers, it's almost not important anymore. It reaches all the important targets in Israel.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu inspected the weapons and said the shipment reveals the true face of Iran and criticize Western diplomats who reach out to Iran's leaders but ignore Iran's actions.
We even saw representatives of the world powers shaking hands and smiling with the heads of Iran's regime. At the same time, we were unloading these missiles here in Eilat.
He also warned the West they're a future target of Iran.
Does anyone truly believe that Iran has given up its plans to develop nuclear weapons or long-range ballistic missiles that are capable of carrying nuclear warheads to Europe and the United States?
He warned one day Iran could hide a nuclear device in a container and ship it to any port in the world, and said the West ignores Iran's nuclear program at its own peril.
So my message today is simple. Those engaged in self-deception must awaken from their slumber. We cannot allow Iran to have the capability to produce nuclear weapons. Today, Israel thwarted the danger to its people. Tomorrow, if Iran's military nuclear program is not stopped, the whole world could be imperiled.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, the Israeli port of Eilat on the Red Sea.
That's so important because the whole world is in trouble.
Yes.
It's going to be in trouble. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is just merciful and just a master of communication and grace. Mm-hmm. And you can, it just boils down to this. I remember when we were sitting in the hospital talking to an IDF soldier, and I finally looked at him, and he was a tank soldier, remember? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what are you guys going to do with this? Because something was going on. He goes, whatever America tells us to do. You remember
wow.
that?
Wow, that's right.
Yeah, whatever America tells us to do. And the truth is, when you're this big guy, and you have all this force and all this weaponry and all these, it's just a world power. America's a world power. Yeah, but this is the tragic thing. It's being used against Israel. Mm. And of course, I'm not saying it's being used against Israel. It's being organized.
Right.
I want to be able to say it in some way that's different, but the truth is, don't mess with Israel. It's not a political thing. Don't mess with Israel because you're messing with the apple of God's eye. And realize this, that in the end, this is what the Word of God says. Every nation will be gathered together to be judged. And this is how they'll be judged. What did you do with my land? Mm-hmm. What did you do with Israel? Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. People thinking God's going to judge you on this, God's going to judge you on that. But if you're neutral in your prayers and your faith and you're connecting to this, and you're out there saying, well, I could see why they want to divide up the land. Hmm. You know, it is 70 miles big. You know, give it up. And it's like, you just can't. It's not our prerogative to be able to do that. Mm-mm. And it's not even Israel's to give up. Because how many times has God came in there and said, you don't do this? And it's God's land. Mm-hmm. And Israel knows that. And that's what mm-hmm. they keep saying. And I truly believe what we were talking about the other day at Starbucks is that the prime minister knows they won't. He knows they won't. When he says, I'm willing to make huge, huge concessions.
Right.
The first thing you're thinking like, oh my goodness, don't do that. But the truth is he knows.
He's pulling their card. I mean, he's putting it way out there. Yeah. Now what are you going to do?
Yeah. Because my concern was if that happens, it's not going to be good. Mm-mm. And the truth is the devil is not going to come to an altar call. I mean, they're not going to come and acknowledge God. He's just not going to do it. The devil cannot acknowledge God. Ooh. That's what 1 John talks about when he's writing about it. And to acknowledge Israel is to acknowledge God exists and God's the one protecting them, and that your God's not God and this is God and Jesus is his son. And so in the context of that, what does this mean prophetically? We're talking about prophetically what's taking place in Israel. You just saw the missiles themselves going to Iran, how close that is. And this is what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said. He says, while world leaders, which is including ours, world leaders were shaking hands with the Iranian leaders, they were bringing these missiles into Iran. And if you haven't yet heard, this scud's for you. That's a speech that was given at AIPAC.
Yeah.
It's a related link, I'm sure, to this story that you have to understand that it's not just Israel. And you know, quite often so many people think, well, they're not attacking me. They're not. And it never fails. that people are surprised when they become a victim later on. Mm-hmm. It's like, are you shocked? You did nothing when they were taking the Jews. You did nothing when they were taking your neighbor's house. Now they're taking your house, you're going to say something about it? Mm-hmm. It's amazing, isn't it? It's like, but this is what the Lord says. He says, but if you see injustices and you see these things happen, if you are broken about it and you're wanting to help them out, God will protect you and sustain you in that. And this is what he's saying. He's saying, listen, this boat was en route. It was en route. This is the boat they caught. The boat was en route that to Iran. It had 40 missiles. I mean, we drove from the southern, you know, Jerusalem to the northern borders, peering over, you know, the Syrian lines and the Lebanon lines, in part of a day.
Yeah.
And they have 40 missiles that they're bringing there, and they already have 170,000 of them pointed at
Israel.
And we're giving Turkey the Iron Curtain. And it's like, that will prevent Israel from defending herself. If they have an Iron Curtain, they can't. They'll be able to stop anything that Israel may do in the context of that. 40 missiles. Secondly, he said they have 200 mortars. 200 mortars. We're signing peace talks with these guys, saying they're going to put some water in their nuclear juice. I mean, you know, we're saying they're going to water it down a little bit. They openly say, we hate Israel. We hate America. We want to destroy you. We want a caliphate, which means they want, instead of having the constitutions or whatever's over your particular nation, they want the Quran to be the ultimate law.
Right.
And with that, that's what they want to do, is destroy. So no matter what you say about, you know, peace, it's not going to happen. They have 200 mortars, not only 40 missiles, but 200 mortars. And then they have 400,000 rounds of ammunition. And our president, you can't blame this on Secretary of State, you know, because he's secretary for the president. But our president and our leaders, our government, and I do believe this. I do believe this because God has said this. He's kind of given us a little bit of knowledge about what's going on, is that this is not a one-man show.
No.
There's a whole bunch of stuff going on, and you wonder why our president doesn't fire somebody or something like that. And it's like, well, you have to hire him first.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes your hands are tied because somebody else had put those folks there. And it could be, you know, that Secretary of State John Kerry, you know, has a situation going on. Either way, I know that the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he praised him at CPAC of how hard that they were working for peace. But you have to understand from a Christian standpoint, in regards to, you know Jesus and your eyes are open, the veil is gone, and you see what possibly Israel might not see, the fact that this is evil, and you cannot organize the apple of God's eye. You cannot use rules for radicals, Alinsky's organizing methodologies, right, even though you think it's worked other ways. You cannot use that on God's folks.
Mm-mm.
You know, Lucifer tried that. You know, God said, you and your organized crew, he threw them out of heaven, right?
That's all right.
He says, I saw Satan come down from heaven, and, you know. And so that's what's happening at this moment. And so when what does that mean prophetically? It means this. We can be, and no man knows the day nor the hour, no matter how big your charts are or your PowerPoint or how long you've been hearing it, because Jesus says he doesn't even know. But he did say this. I expect you to be able to discern the seasons and the times.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something. From an Issachar viewpoint, we are in a season right now, right this moment, in a twinkling of an eye, suddenly this whole world, and I really believe it's about to shift, but could shift in a way for all of a sudden the church is out of here. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Somebody says, I don't know, how long does the trumpet stay? It could be like, boom, 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 you know, and it's like, set of the trumpet happens and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the older you get, you find out 3.5 years is nothing.
Yeah.
It's a blink of an eye.
It depends who the leader is, I guess. in your company. And so these moments when the whole world turns every nation surrounds, this is what the Word of God says, every nation surrounds her, becomes a trembling cup, and they're coming after her. And this is when God moves mightily. And I've talked about this before, but there's going to be something that happens before the end in the context of that. But you're going to see just this mass move of God to show himself mighty to the Jews, where they say it's going to take 7 months to bury the dead, I believe it is, and 7 years to destroy the weapons, to burn the weapons. And that's what the Word of God says, that, which to me sounds like serious chemical weapons and these missiles coming over. And they're going to have, it even says that, because today you look at a crime scene and you see a little, they take a picture, they whatever, they put numbers by it, and they number each thing. But the Word of God says they'll still be finding parts and pieces of these, not all Arabs, but the Arabs that decided to attack Israel and come in against the Arab League, probably more than likely coming in against Israel, that when God shows himself so mightily, this is going to take 7 months to bury the bodies.
Mm, wow.
7 months. I mean, you go 7 days without burying a body. I mean, think about it. And he said the Word of God says there'll still be fragments. They'll still be finding fragments.
Wow.
You know, of body. And so you think, it sounds like, you know, 9/11 type situation. Uh-huh. It sounds like, you know, because they're trying to locate. And Israel's really good now at everything, I think. But where these suicide bombers came in, and they did these terrible things at Ben Yehuda Mall and all the different buses. But they're such honoring of their people that they will go and they will DNA test every single piece of fragment of human body. Wow. And they'll bring it all together and honor the family with every bit of that. And
wow.
But it just lines up. That's what's going to happen. That's what the Word of God says, that they're going to be gathering fragments, you know. And God's, you have to understand, if you strap a bomb around yourself and you walk in and you blow up God's people, it's not going to be good for you unless you are like Mossad Youssef, who said he realized this is not wrong. This is wrong. And he gave his life to the Lord. I mean, he didn't blow anybody up, but he definitely was for it in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so you think about that's kind of, and so what's going to happen with that, when you look at all of a sudden, when Israel feels like, you know, it's over, it's, you know, you think about it. I mean, how many Americans now are going, it's over? It's like, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Imagine you being Israel right now, you know, and they're loyal. They argue amongst themselves, and you're, form of government, but in regards, they're loyal
to their country.
And there was a day, by the way, there was a day that America was loyal to its constitution, to its flag, and to its soldiers, and to God. And we're believing it's going to come, a third great awakening is going to come back to the country, and that's going to happen again. But with that, God's going to respond. He's going to show himself mighty. But if they cannot, they look like this enemy is just so against them, and they can't survive this, they're going to look up. They're going to look up. And the very rabbis that they're trying to give a hard time to right now, because they went out and protested, because he
50,000 of them in New York City.
Well, that's not, well, the other protest. They were protesting because they protested in Israel, but they protested because they were asking them to go fight in IDF. Mm-hmm. And so they all got together to protest in Israel. And then people began to realize that's a lot of people that could be fighting. And so they thought, that's a huge sacrifice for these guys. Uh-huh. And they probably shouldn't have all got together in one place, because then they really realized that's a lot of soldiers. Because when you're every day you're going, I can see where people would want that. But so we're looking at that this day, and it makes me think of the very last word, and hopefully this will be a related link of Jim Baker. He gave 33 prophetic words. You know, God spoke to him. And the last prophetic word was there was nuclear waste, there were material found in, I think, Kedron Valley, where all of a sudden something has to happen, and God just shows himself mighty. But when you, there's, no matter what folks say, if you talk to them, there was that moment in time when they thought it was all over. That moment in time when it was, you're supposed to be dead, you're not supposed to be alive anymore. And that was the moment that you just looked up. Mm-hmm. You may have called yourself a Christian for a long time, but that moment came after that when you realize who God really is. And he rescued you, and you know you're so loyal to him. And that day's coming. And understand, when their eyes are open and that veil is lifted, it's going to be a paradigm shift for this world, because God is going to save the Jews. He's going to save the Jewish people who we're praying for and believe in that day to come. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I long to gather you like a mother hen gathers her chicks, but you weren't willing. But you will not see me again till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And let me tell you something. The Jewish leader of the Jewish Congress just said, blessed are the Christians.
Oh, wow.
Because they stood with us. We will stand with them. These days are soon. The Lord's coming is near.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.